My God, demon. Just how long have you tortured this poor soul? Such a gluttonous thing. I'd suggest you flee, but... I doubt you even have the capability to do so. Still, if you don't leave now, you know I will delight in what I'm about to do to you. Oh. I see you're trying to size me up. Are you sure you can take me? Is this really the hill that you'd want to die on? You do know the risks, do you not? Phew. That's a relief. Oh, hey. Hey, are you all right? Wait, no, you don't have to be frightened. It's all right. Oh, my appearance. Oh, I'm so sorry. Here, let me change it. There. Is that better? Oh, the head wings? Yeah, sorry. I really can't tuck those in. But more importantly, are you all right? Huh? Oh, yes, it's gone. Mares typically do tend to flee when we arrive. We don't just consume the dreams that they can create, but we consume their own essence as well. Huh? I'm sorry? Oh, yes, you're still dreaming. Do you want me to let you wake up? Oh. You want to spend a little more time with me? Aw, that's so sweet. Oh, but your heart rate is still pretty high. Here, let me help. Don't worry. I'm only going to press my palm against your chest. Like this. In a moment, you might feel a warm sensation spread throughout your body. But it's all right. That's completely normal. All right? There. All better. Feeling calmer now? I'm glad. No, sorry. Just a little lost in thought, that's all. Oh, well, because that mare was rather portly. And I've never seen one that big. And his horns were massive. Honestly, I wasn't sure I could have defeated him if he had thought he could take me on. Say, Have you been having many nightmares lately? I figured. Well, mares feed off the fear created by nightmares. So, for him to be so large, he must have been here for a while. Hey, here, this dream is rather dark, don't you think? Why don't I just take us somewhere more soothing, more relaxing? Yeah? All right. How about you lay your head in my lap as we rest under a big oak tree? We can gaze at the stars as they twinkle on the glassy surface of the nearby pond. How's that? Yeah? Yeah, I like it too. This is my favorite place after all. Well, of course it exists. We're here, aren't we? Ah, well, dreams are real in the sense that they've happened. They've been experienced. Well, yes, it can be difficult to understand, especially for humans. Your kind are usually only ever subjected to one constant reality during wakefulness, after all. And I'm to understand that those among you who do experience more than one reality are often medicated, so they fall in line with the majority. Oh, but never mind that. Dreams are essentially windows to various realities and experiences. Some of them are quite similar to yours. Though there are others that are often completely unfathomable to the human mind. But sometimes a mare might find its way into those dreams and begin to manipulate the view from that window to scare the human. See, they feed on that fear until either the human wakes up with a start or one of my kind spots the mare and chases them off. Yeah, like tonight. It's my job to protect dreamers as they venture into our realm here. Also, I'm very sorry that I was late. Hopefully, I can make it up to you with this. Yeah, you do look rather relaxed. Say, would it be okay if I maybe run my fingers through your hair? How's that then? Yeah? I'm glad. So, I guess you must be pretty stressed in your world, huh? Yeah, I thought so. Oh, well, it's just the extra stress, it tends to enhance the fear felt within your nightmares. So, some mares can really become rather addicted to humans who are struggling in their own reality. I am sorry you're stressed, though. I wish I could make things better for you. I am? Oh yes, that's very sweet of you to say, but honestly, I feel a little powerless. I mean, I can't really help you in your reality anyway. I can only help you here when you come to look through the windows in this realm. As soon as you wake up, you slip out of my grasp and I guess that just makes me a little sad. Will we see each other again? Oh, I would certainly like to. I might linger nearby for a while, just in case that gluttonous demon comes back. Although I should probably get some help just in case. I still can't believe just how big he was. So, yes, you just might see me again. If you dream, that is. If not, then just know that I'm always close. Okay? And if you ever fall into the grips of another nightmare, and I'm not there right away, just call out for me, all right? Oh, you can call me Sirava. All right, sound good? Good. Oh. It looks like it's almost time. Look at your fingers and hands. They're becoming transparent. Yes, you're starting to slip away. Even your head is becoming weightless in my lap. I'm sorry. I wish we could have spent more time together before you had to go. Now, I know it's often hard to remember dreams after you've woken up, but try not to forget me, okay? Because, well, I certainly won't forget you. Alright, I hope to see you again soon. Good morning and goodbye.